Started to get tough.
Just straight away when I was 13, my mum was like, you know, oh, it's your 13th birthday, you're a teenager now.
Right.
And she gave us a quid to go and get a cake to celebrate it. Went to the supermarket, got a cake, and I just thought, I don't like the look of this. Don't like the look of the way the future is here.
On his 13th birthday.
Well, you were buying a cake. What did you see at the supermarket?
It was kind of like, I don't know, I suddenly felt grown up and I didn't like it.
But I think you were always about 58, really, with your outlook.
Well, yeah, my mum always said I was old. She said I was an old baby. She said I could frown before I could walk. So they always had a bit of a worry look on my face. Didn't say much, just always listened. My eyes moved about more than I did. Just sat there looking around, looking stressed.
My eyes moved about more than I did. Oh dear, couldn't walk. Well, I can't walk, but I'll try and get a bit of movement in my face. It's a workout, a baby workout. Hi, babies. Well, if you can't walk, what about your face? Let your face do the walking.
It sounds like that horror film. It sounds like Pilkington's Baby.
Yeah.
Just you lying there in your cot.
I didn't like all the stuff that's set up for you. Like, my mum tried to send me to like a nursery. I said, no, I'm not having this.
Just like that.
I said, when I'm older and I've got to go, I'll go, but let's leave out this bit. And she said, all right.
I love that he could reason with her. I love him. He's like, he's 3 years old with a pipe. She's going, you're going to know. She goes, I think not, mum.
I mean, kids don't play out, do they? Kids, you know, parents are scared to let the kids play out, and that's why the streets are dangerous now, because no one's playing out on the streets. Whereas when I was a kid, everyone was out on the streets. The streets were safer. Because there was more people knocking about.
Right.
Let the kids play out.
It must be like a constant, like a Lowry painting, his front garden, do you know what I mean? Just loads of people just walking around.
There was never any problems. I was sort of taken away by some fella.
What? Whoa.
No, I was playing about in the garden.
Yeah.
But my dad's mate, Tony,
yeah,
he did tiling with him. He drove past and he saw me looking a bit fed up. So he just leant over, picked me up, took me to the pub. Now, the thing is, there wasn't panic. People weren't going, oh, God, where's Carl gone?
He's out.
Just...
How old were you?
He's down the pub.
Yeah,
he's 4 years old, yeah. Well, he's only having half.
He's down the pub with Tony, probably playing darts.
Yeah, I was about 3 or 4.
Sorry, so some bloke drives by who happens to be a friend of your dad's, thinks that baby looks grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm taking him down to the pub.
But that's what it
Tony,
was like.
Tony, you bringing a baby to the pub? Yeah, I might do. Yeah, we'll bring in ours. All right, see you later, mate.
But that's what I'm saying. Whereas now they go, the baby's gone. There's a big full-on panic going on.
Yeah, but I think it says more about your parents that they didn't do that. They looked out in the back car and you were gone. Some bloke's driving off in a van. They're just going, oh, well, doesn't Princess Diana look lovely? This is absurd. So what happened when you got down the pub?
I just was there for a bit, and then
for a bit, just had a game of pool.
Then my dad came in. It was like, oh, there you are.
There you are. I love that. Where's my baby? I'm just gonna have a quick pint. Oh, there you are. All right, mate.
So yeah, I think things were better back then.
Rick, as you hinted at in your introduction, the idea of Englishness and England, it's quite a vague term, isn't it? You can play loose and fast with it. I mean, for instance, I was looking at some quotes about England, and John Major, former Prime Minister, he typified England as being a place of long shadows on county cricket grounds, warm beer, invincible green suburbs, dog lovers, and old maids bicycling through the morning mist. Very specific vision of England.
But he never came to the estate that I was born on, sure, or Carl was born. You know what I mean? I think I know of that. If we go for a walk around Richmond, we see people playing cricket on the village green, and it's lovely, but I don't know if it's typical. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where most people live.
But in a
it's
way,
it's probably 50-50, isn't it, in cities and in the country. But that's wealthy country.
But that's, interestingly, that's the vision of England that people like to subscribe to. When you buy your nan a box of biscuits for Christmas from Harrods, that's the image of England that's on the front.
Why am I spending money at Harrods on my nan? Well, why can't I just, she's happy with sort of like broken custard creams.
You've earned a bit of money now.
Well,
what's
I know, but they don't need to know that. I mean, also, but both my grandmothers are dead, so it'd be...
I've brought that up.
Well, no, but I mean, who spends good money at Harrods on biscuits where she just suck them and eat the Garibaldis and leave... I mean, I don't know why I'm wasting money on the elderly.
I worry that you've taken that too literally. I was trying to get to making more of a point, like an analogy, but I mean, I don't shop at Harrods.